You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, let's get you caught up here there, Slick. Let's do this, we'll do that, we'll do this. We got one more hour left for the week.
All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to Outer Drive in Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
Baseball in Kansas City. The Tigers have put up a two spot on Casey in the third, so they got that done. The Royals have won on the Infante triple and then the sac fly to get Omar in. 2-1 Tigers is how it stands with Rick Porcello pitching to Kansas City in the bottom of the third as we speak. College baseball in Evanston. Michigan loses at Northwestern 5-3. They'll play two more this weekend. In Champaign, game being played right now under the lights at Illinois. The Illini now trail the Spartans. MSU leads 4-3 in the eighth inning. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, game six. Brooklyn's had a big lead all night. Nets have had about a 15-20-point lead. That's where it stands in the fourth. 84-69. Darren Williams with 20 for the Nets. Dallas and San Antonio has been close all night into the second quarter late. 48-45 Mavericks. Houston and Portland will start in about an hour and 20. Stanley Cup playoffs, round two, game one, good one in Pittsburgh. Game tied at two with the Rangers. Third period, James Neal scored to get Pittsburgh tied up with the Rangers, who had the lead most of the evening to that point. Minnesota-Chicago will start in literally 20 minutes. Other baseball, American League, Indians doubling up the White Sox 8-4 in the sixth. Rob's favorite guy, Jose Abreu, with number 11 for Chicago. What a rookie season he's already had. He can stop now and be Rookie of the Year. Rays over the Yankees 4-2 in the sixth. Red Sox lead the A's at Fenway 2-1 sixth. No score Orioles Twins. Mariners Astros, both those games in the fourth inning. One interleague series, the Blue Jays lead the Pirates 4-3 in the sixth. National League, Cubs beat the Cards at Wrigley earlier 6-5 despite Johnny Peralta's seventh homer of the season for St. Louis. Phillies over the Nationals 3-2 seventh. Brewers shutting out the Reds 2-0 seventh. Ditto, same score, same inning. Marlins over the Dodgers 1-1 Giants Braves in the fifth. Rockies just put a four spot up on the Mets. In fact, they're still batting in the bottom of the first. It's 4-1 Colorado at Coors. Kentucky Derby tomorrow. California Chrome the favorite. Wicked Strong is now the second fave with Opportunity out with a sore foot. So California Chrome, I don't know, man. Favorites don't always do well at the Run for the Roses there in Churchill Downs. So be careful about taking your little California Chrome. Weigh in this evening for tomorrow's Mayweather-Maidana title fight in Las Vegas, MGM, Grand Garden Arena. Champ comes in 146. Maidana rolls in 146.5. Angel Cabrera and Martin Flores, 900 par, have the lead after two rounds of the PGA Tour Wells Fargo at Quail Hollow. North Kakalaki, Justin Rose is at -8. Phil Mickelson, terrible, 75 today. He's 7 back with 2 under. And Rory McIlroy was even worse, shot at 76. He's at +1, 10 shots back, and just made the cut. And the NASCARs are at Talladega for Sunday's Aaron's 499. Qualifying is tomorrow at 12:10. The race is high noon on Sunday. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Into the 9 o'clock hour we are. Couple of things. Don't forget to download that iHeartRadio app if you haven't done so already so you can take us anywhere you want to be. Bob Bauer tomorrow from 10 to noon, Outdoor World. You can check him out on Twitter at Camp2Fire. Next week, our two NFL draft parties. We'll tell you much more next week about them, but the Thursday one is at On the Rocks, Madison Heights, 12 Mile and John R.
Can't wait for that.
It'll be the first time we're out since we've been back at our original sports home, WDFN The Fan. And if you haven't heard, the University of Detroit Mercy is starting a all-sports television network.
Called Who's that?
Titan Classic Sports Network, UAD.
Really?
Yep. It'll be the nation's third behind Brigham Young University and Texas, all completely dedicated to UAD sports, old stuff, the old Dick Vitale days, some new stuff. There'll be basketball. They don't have a football team, so there'll be some, you know, archive football games. They used to have football at UAD. And you can see, like, it's going to be on some of your cable systems. It'll actually be in conjunction with your station at WADL with Waddle. And speaking of that, how's the show? What's up with the show?
The show debuts tomorrow.
You didn't mention it.
Well, we had a really
How
busy
the hell
day.
Did we get to 9:15? You haven't mentioned it.
Well, tomorrow is the debut because we started the show with a serious topic.
Okay, well,
topic.
You better. I'm taking a pass. See you later. Go.
What? Okay. Well,
some water,
tomorrow at 11:30, the debut of
11:30 a.m.
Yes, 11:30 a.m. Rob Parker's Shop Talk, a sports debate show based in the barbershop. And guess who's on the show tomorrow?
Anybody? Should I guess anybody?
Anybody. Could
President Obama.
Nope. Could be in the proximity of you.
The proximity of me. EP.
EP is in one of the barber's chairs getting cut.
Oh, so I was right about that.
Yes.
Did he do good?
He did well. So EP's on it.
I'm giving you a salute with the water.
Also, Kelvin Pritchett breaks down the
line. Former Lion.
Breaks down the NFL draft, Mark. It's a pretty good show. And, of course, the big debate in the barbershop is, did the NBA take too long to bring down Sterling? Oh, you know, are people satisfied with what happened, but did the league take too long to make it happen? So that's the big debate. So check us out every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. WADL, which is Channel 38. I don't know what it is on everybody's cable system, but WADL. And what's great about it, once we get into college football season, 11:30 to 12, and then you turn to your football games. Beautiful.
Good time for you.
Right? 11:30 is good. You might be in a barbershop tomorrow.
11:30 tomorrow on Channel 38, WADL, wherever it is in your cable. And tomorrow night, I will see everybody at the Fox Theater to go see my girls down there. Chelsea Handler.
Oh, you going down there?
Yep. Please. She's in my backyard. I got my Chelsea lately.
You are so crazy about that chick.
I love Chelsea Handler. If you're listening, Chelsea Handler, I'll send a car. You come on over.
Stop.
And, we'll get you back to the Fox Theater on time.
All right.
That's all I'm telling you. And I'm not proud. I'm begging.
And I'm gonna do my Lucy Nolan for you. Are you ready?
Lucy Nolan, who's now, I don't think she's in LA anymore.
Oh, Mark, I think you're fantastic. What'd she say?
What'd she say?
Oh, Mark, I think you're awesome. That was it. Mark asked her out on the air. Oh, Mark, I think you're awesome.
Now we all know that was a thing.
I know it was. I know, but you got somebody.
But Lucy Nolan.
But it was cute.
It was cute.
It was cute.
Boy, if Chelsea Handler would call right now, that'd be great. 248-848-1130. Someone can find her handler and tell Handler. She's got to be in town already for the thing. She was just here at Caesars, too, I think, in Windsor. All right. We were talking about J.Ru Kim.
Speaking of comedians, can I just tell you real quick?
Yeah.
I told you the Joan Rivers thing, right? Where the Today Show had to apologize.
Did you have a thing with Joan Rivers?
No.
What do you mean?
Did you hear what happened?
No.
You invite Joan Rivers on. What do you expect? She's a comedian, right?
Right.
So in the show, she's complaining about how small the is this a home run? 2-run shot for Alex. Wow. Off of Shields, 4-1 Tigers.
Okay. Don't call the play-by-play. Go.
I'm sorry. Joan Rivers is complaining about how small her living quarters is at her daughter's house in California. And you know what she said? Could I say it? Maybe I shouldn't even say it. I've second thought I'm not going to say
it. You want to write it down? I can tell you. Write it down.
It had something
Gary,
to do.
Gary, do you have any writing down music we
no,
can play?
No, it had something to do with the women who were held hostage.
Oh, I saw the story. No, I saw the story. It was as small as the thing in Cleveland. I saw it. I thought you were talking about something long ago.
No.
She just did that recently.
Yeah,
didn't really apologize for it.
No, they apologized for her.
Yeah, because she said, no, I'm a comedian. It was a nothing joke.
Right.
Those girls know I'm not taking umbrage with them.
Right, right.
Stop being so sensitive about every little joke like that.
No, I know.
The girls are fine. They're alive. They're not talking about people who've passed
no,
on.
No, and I don't blame her for being upset because she is a comedian. You know what you get? It's like inviting somebody
I didn't know that was the story
that
you were talking
story.
About.
I'm sorry. All right. 248-848-1130. So nobody
They were angry, though. The three girls were angry.
Oh, were they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very angry.
Because the NBC.
EP, why did you even write this on here?
Write what?
I can't. That one I can't read.
Don't read it. Don't get no.
It has something to do with.
Don't read
liquids.
It. Liquids. Stop. Don't read it.
So I'm telling you. But I don't know why you wrote it. That came out of the blue. The draft party has been posted on our Facebook page. So you can go right to our Facebook page and see all the details, all the deets. About May 8th, NFL draft night, the first round at On the Rocks in Madison Heights, okay? All right, look, let's just get our points again in on J.Ru Campbell, and we'll make it quick here because we talked a little bit about it, but your point is that you feel that the plea deal that he received, which will be no jail time, there is some community service.
They're going to expunge
it. Management, and yes, it will be off his criminal record once everything has been completed. as opposed to the maximum they could have given him, which was basically 10 years in prison.
I didn't want to see 10 years, but I think you need to realize you can't put your hands. And you know what? They set a bad precedent at that school. I want to see them be able to take another kid, Mark, who does that and send them to jail. Because if I'm an attorney, that would be the first thing I go to, is say, this kid never made a mistake before. He went off the handle. He wants to do community. I want to see where you go from here.
Because I'll tell you this.
Now, am I right or wrong?
You're right.
For the next kid.
You're right. And one of the reasons I'm saying that is to get Jeru Campbell to a point where he serves no jail time, and after having this thing literally seen around the world with video, and to get to where we are today, that's a lot of lawyering that went on there. You know what I mean, Rob? That's a lot of lawyer stuff. That's a lot of back and forth, give and take, discovery. If you guys have not been involved with attorneys, you don't realize, you know, do not let your children grow up to be attorneys. It is at best a very difficult gig, day in, day out. I don't care if you're a contract lawyer, criminal lawyer, whatever, civil lawyer, it doesn't matter. So much work goes into being an attorney. That kind of a story, that kind of a thing where the video is right there, it sits there for everybody to see, is a lot of lawyering that went on between his attorney and the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office.
And I already know the story. I already know the story that they went in and told a security guard, man, this kid, he made a mistake, but he has a bright future. He's going to Michigan State to get a scholarship. It would be terrible for this one mistake he made to derail his life and blah, blah, blah.
Let me come back the other way. I got a guy who he could have killed. I got video of intent. There was intent to injure. There might have even been intent to kill, because it probably in his mind was, I'm taking this guy out by hook or by crook, no matter what happens. He wasn't even thinking about it at the time, and it was premeditated, because he's known the security guard for, 3 years.
And if you do this...
So now back and forth. Here we go.
Right, and if you do this, you've just given the green light to every angry student who refuses to obey the security officer who asked him simply to remove his hood, did not touch him, Mark, did not put his hands on him, did not roughhouse him, who asked him to remove his hood. That is scary to me, and it's opened up a Pandora's box.
Well, it does set some precedents. And if a kid says, hey, all I'm going to get is a little anger management and some community service.
Right, and it will be in my record.
I heard they feed you over there. No, I'm not being funny about it. You get, like, lunch and dinner when you're doing all that stuff. Free food. They treat you pretty well when you're on there because they kind of have to. You're right. That part of it's going to come up. That's why there's a lot of back and forth.
You got to be careful when you open that thing up, because if I'm a security guard there, I'm like, oh, okay. So we could get body slammed and nothing happens.
May 30th will be the sentencing date when the plea deal is agreed to. And by the way, he does have to have an open in-court apology to Mr. Donovan as well. That's part of the thing, as Rob shakes his head. Greg just called back to say, so much for Kansas City winning the Central. See, I love when people do that with one game.
But wait a minute, dude. Are you serious?
Wait a minute. Rob. You're so wrong about Kansas City.
It's the fourth inning. Is the game over? I'm sorry. Is the game over?
Game over. Week over. Season over.
Okay.
Royals are done.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and Man. Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
See, this weekend I'm going to be out like all over the place. I'm going to be heading up north a little bit. I'm going to be going out to the Fox Theater a little bit. A little downtown action, if you know what I'm saying. And just got to be careful out there with the way the roads are. I mean, they don't even have 96 between, Newburgh Road and Telegraph, because they're doing that thing up, which will be nice when it's done. But, you know, the rest of the roadways are still with issues. And if you have any problems whatsoever or just need routine maintenance, take your car, truck, or van to the pros, the great people, Mike and his good folks at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. And you know what? They offer free inspections and the guaranteed lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound in no time, and often the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle. Something as simple as a tire repair or windshield wiper to as major and as complicated as replacing an engine or transmission. They got you covered. And be sure to mention Denzel and George Clooney over here, and you'll get something good happening.
Unbelievable.
To you. oh, we're so good looking. That's why you're watching us at ParkerTheMan.com.
That's right. If you mention Parker the Man, you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
It's over $100 passed on to you in savings just for saying Parker and the Man. If you say Denzel and Clooney, they might do it for you, too. I don't even take a shot at it. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert, X-P-E-R-T, Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
Go get Expert Car Care.
Shout out to Jeff Tuttle, Ross.
Shout out.
He wrote the Miggy Mash song that we had on the air a couple weeks back. He's currently listening to us.
We love that song, too.
Tweeted us to mention he's listening to Parker and the Man as we speak. Jeff Simpson, just to mention that Jeff had commented about last night's show. Enjoyed the Ken Holland and Mike Babcock talk tonight. It's very interesting why Babcock won't sign an extension.
It really is. Most guys want some security, right?
Yeah.
Want security.
I mean, especially with a great franchise like this has been.
It's surprising.
Not a dumpy franchise or something people want out of all the time. This is the one in Detroit that you want to be here.
Right. It is surprising.
And our guy Nick, who I think goes back on the tour with Charlie Wilson next week, had a bunch of them, but I think you'll like this one. Brian Murray is the Lou Holtz of hockey, because you know how Lou Holtz has that.
All that saliva.
Mm-hmm. He thought that When We Want to Weather was a new feature.
No.
Wrote, When We Want to Weather is probably the best new feature of the new Parker and the Man.
We always used to do it.
I told him, I said, I actually either emailed him or texted him back or Facebooked him. I said, Nick, I've actually been doing that a long time.
Yeah, no. When We Want to, we did that.
That's right. He might have been a little.
How many PDs tried to stop us from doing it?
Oh, all of them.
Right.
What do you mean? Stop you.
You don't even know. Gary, you know what? You don't know how many times we've been tried to be stopped.
And the only other thing I want to bring up with the Twitter thing is we got a tweet from Brendan Byrne. Not the Brendan Byrne Arena.
Brendan Byrne Arena?
No.
You know who Brendan Byrne was, right? You don't even know, do you?
He was the governor of
New Jersey. Yes, okay.
I've been to the Brendan Byrne Arena, which then became the Continental Airlines
right.
Before they moved to the new thing. Okay, in Newark. So it's a Brenny B, but he writes, and I want your opinion on this, okay, Rob? Are you listening to me?
I'm listening.
Can't think of a much worse sports talk radio show than At Parker and the Man. Now, here's my problem with what he said. Let me read it again. Can't think of a much worse sports talk radio show than Parker and the Man. Rob, is that correct English? Much worse sports talk show? Was that what you'd say?
No.
Or is it worst talk show?
I can't think of a...
What would be the proper English?
I can't think of a worse sports show than Parker and the Man.
Can't think of a worse... Or is worse or worst?
Worst is, worst means you're the worst. Worst, W-O-R-S-E.
Leaves the door open?
Right.
Is
worse than. You know
so
what I mean?
So would you say, can't think of a much worse, or just is that too much, is that too wordy?
You could have just said, I can't think of a worst. I can't think of a worse sports show than Parker and the Man. That's
okay.
All.
So, see, I just want to let it be known that if we get a bad one, we read it.
That's fine. Hey, that's all right.
I didn't care about the content. I just wondered if his English was correct. Did you see that one, Gary?
Well, apparently, he doesn't listen to the radio in the afternoon, but that's another story.
You know, he might be listening right now because, let's face it, if you think we're this bad, of course you're going to listen.
Right.
Why wouldn't you listen to this rad talk show if you think we're terrible?
Exactly. Thanks, anyway.
I love the people that think we suck. I'm all about you. All right, coming up, we got a sports wrap. Then we're going to do a little boxing business.
That's right. We have Eric Olson, who was a boxer. He's going to talk about the big fight, the fight with Mayweather tomorrow, Mark, for a ton of money, right?
And I got to tell you, I'm still so verklempt. Is that the word you like so
verklempt,
much?
Yes.
Over why we didn't hear about the fight from last weekend. Do you know we had a heavyweight championship of the world fight last weekend? Did anybody even notice?
No, I didn't notice.
Did anybody pay 1 ounce of attention to that?
No. That's right on the
How
money.
How big was a heavyweight championship fight in the old days?
It's not.
Rob?
Well, it used to be
even
big.
15 years
oh, my
ago.
God. It was the biggest thing.
There's a reason why. We'll get to that. Why 15 years gone by, we have had the terrible heavyweight division, and only Mayweather and Pacquiao seem to interest anybody. Maybe a little Bernard Hopkins here and there, but since De La Hoya left, it's been those two and nothing else for the most part. All MMA and Ultimate Fighting Championship UFC stuff with Dana White and company. Thank you, Dana. 248-848-1130, Sports Wrap next. And, hey, Brenny. Give us a chance. We'll win you back. It's Sports Night with Parker and Man at Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Yeah. You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.